This You're going to really hurt yourself doing that.
Corona.
Whoa.
Corona. The how-to people. fuck.
Yeah.
What's up?
We're back. We're in. It's official. Finally. Although we've been here every week. Except for one. We missed a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know what happened.
You were sick.
Maybe.
You were dying.
Maybe.
Right? Not with, you know, the, but also.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't the anything, but it sucked.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I had a death in the family, and Danny over there is lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay.
I didn't want to do it.
It really sucks when you make something, and it dies, like, right when it's created. Kind of like.
Last week?
Kind of like when you have a kid.
Jesus. Wasted no time.
Yeah.
You're like, the hell with
my anger. My anger turned to insanity.
Yeah. Because you were running pretty hot earlier today.
Yeah. That's that thing, man. I honestly, I didn't even want to do this.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
I didn't want to.
I could tell.
Yeah, I didn't want to be here. I didn't want to be around human beings.
You're miserable.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. Not in a good way, like, yeah. I thrive off it, but I definitely enjoy when people are not in a normal, even keel state of mind. Mm. I prefer that. Mm. Not necessarily the spectrum,
mm-hmm.
but somewhere in it. Oh, yeah. That's the only way I can interact with people properly, because I think I'm pretty even keel for the most part, like 98% of my day, but that's not entertaining to anybody. It's not even entertaining to me.
Yeah, insanity and when people, like, have fucking mental lapses and stuff is pretty entertaining.
Yeah, the chaos. Sure. People embrace the chaos.
Yeah, it's weird when people are very, like, blue-cultured.
Yeah.
Right?
Blue-cultured.
Yeah. Right? Like, not police culture or something like that, but cultured, like, in the sense of, like, if you work a retail job, which I feel like a bunch of people that probably listen to this might be able to relate.
Yeah.
Or could relate to a point in their life where they worked retail.
Anything to deal something. With people.
Any kind of people job. Yeah. Because when you're in the business of people, people are fucking crazy. So you have to embrace that.
Was that Ernest Hemingway?
I'm not sure. That's the problem, too, with quotes about things that you think about. Because it would be like, I heard this somewhere, so I'm going to reiterate it. But you don't necessarily, like, have the memory storage in your head to be like, oh, it was from this person.
No.
You know?
Yeah. No. Yeah. No, not a chance.
And that's, you know, that begs the question, who came up with sayings? Who came up with saying that a saying was sayings?
Unpack that for me.
Because the saying, like, two birds, one stone, or, like, you got to crack a few eggs to make a cake.
Yep.
Or whatever. Like, who made that shit? Bakers? Like, just bakers and bird enthusiasts?
Yeah.
Like, is that where all the fucking
one in the hand is worth two in the bush?
Yeah. I haven't heard that one before.
It's classic. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Yeah. I don't know if they can trace a lot of them back. I'm sure, like, some of them are just, what do you call it? Like, Confucius say, that type of deal. Like, that just, they just chalk it up to, like, some Chinese proverb or whatever.
Yeah. Proverb.
So, I think that's probably where a lot of them come from. I don't think things like, you know, you got to crack a few eggs to make an omelet or cake or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I don't think that comes from any Chinese proverb. Maybe it does. Who knows?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. If Chinese listeners could write in and let us know how many eggs you crack on a daily basis, write in, send the letters to...
Don't you fucking dare.
Send the letters to 666 Wonderland Road.
Oh my God, dude.
It's a real address.
Yeah, it is. I don't think we can use that.
I know, censor that
part. I don't live there.
This would be the...
You definitely don't live there.
An optimal point to...
To spam mail some guy?
It would
or
be.
Or girl?
Yeah. Yeah, remember spam mail?
Yeah.
Remember when they used to send spam in the mail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. Bacon flavored.
During the Great Delicious. Depression? When we were...
Potato
family. When we were teenagers? The potato famine that almost took my entire family from me.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. That's right. I didn't forget. Those spuds thought they could get away with it.
Spuds.
Yeah. Those beautiful little carb-loaded babies.
Oh, I love potatoes, by the way, just to throw that out there.
I would...
Versatile food.
I would...
For sure.
I would take potatoes over my firstborn. Every time.
How many times does that happen?
You get one firstborn. So, once.
That all really depends.
It would be like, you know, The Lion King.
You know, they kind of have to be born first, so if you...
Yeah.
Say, hey...
Yeah. Wait, no. Oh, no.
See, now we're flipping the script a little, are we?
You can have kids that aren't born. Probably, right?
So when does it become a firstborn and not a first child?
What is being born versus being a child? Is it the same?
No, it's definitely different stages.
Yeah.
I don't think a child's a child until they're born.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I miss that childlike splendor of being a child.
I had this, I think I mentioned this too. I had this conversation with my brother. What was your earliest memory? Your first memory?
I got one that's really fucked up.
I want to hear it. I'm not the only one either.
Yeah. I had a surgery when I was a kid.
Yep.
And it was for a fucking, if you have a non-descended ball. A non-descended,
is that serious?
Nut.
Really?
Yeah. So if you have a non-descended nut, it can become cancerous. Look at that. That made Daniel cry. He's like, damn, that's beautiful. You're a real wordsmith.
Yeah.
I know. So if you have that, it can become cancerous and kill you. So I had that as a kid. And I remember, this might be part of being a ginger too and being too strong for meds.
Yeah, the anesthetic.
It's not enough, right? So I remember the feeling of a knife going into my abdomen, like a
scalpel.
A scalpel.
Yep.
And I remember looking at up at the lights, you know, like an alien abduction
almost.
It was the aliens. The
yeah.
There is a time in my life, the aliens, they abducted me. You know? Yeah. And then getting the scalpel to the abdomen and then passing out probably after that or whatever.
Is that
and,
a genuine first memory?
Yeah. That's one of the ones that's in the memory bank.
So mine's just as traumatizing. Well, I mean, I wouldn't say just. I'll take that back.
Born into trauma.
Yeah. I'd mentioned this to my brother, right? And I said, what was yours? And he gave me just a real simple, he was sitting on a bathroom floor, on tile, and he saw an Alf Pog from the show Alf. And Pogs, obviously, from the 90s.
I had an Alf Pog. A couple. They made different ones.
It was his first memory.
Yeah.
Mine was running around with my oldest. I was chasing my oldest brother, 8 years older than me, running around. Bam. He jukes into the kitchen. I go head first into the wall. I distinctly remember hitting the wall, falling back. I'm out when I come to, which is weird that I remember the impact and coming to at the age of three.
Yeah.
And then my mom picking me up, me crying. I see blood.
But also laughing.
No crying, just straight crying. I'm not in a good mood about it. Yeah. I'm bawling my balls off. And and then that's it. That's all I remember. I don't remember going to the hospital. I remember coming back.
You didn't.
I did.
They're like, put some ice on that shit. It's 1995.
Yeah. Enough's enough.
You're a child. You're a man now.
Yeah.
We don't have the internet yet.
My brother, we used to have a living room, a little rec room on top of our garage. My brother fell out of the window, hit our pop-up trailer. We had that trailer for over 20 years. There was a dent in it for 20 fucking years. It's my brother's head. Explains why he's so fucking stupid.
God, there's so much, things that you do as a kid that, haunt you. Things you broke.
Do you ever think of something or, obviously you think about it now, but have you ever done something that when thinking back on it now, you audibly have to go, shit.
All the time. Yeah,
things that really don't matter.
Basically, the last decade is only memories like that.
Just a bunch of shit.
Pretty much. Fuck. Why did I do that?
Why did I say this?
Yeah, why'd you zig when you should have zagged?
Yeah.
Shit like that. Just frustrating. And then, hindsight's 20/20. Here's another saying.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my eyesight's not 20/20. I wish I could have saw this bullshit storm coming. Goddamn. You know, I
Wish you imagine seeing all this shit coming?
Yeah. Wish I didn't burn so many bridges up until this point, because now we're fucking out to sea, you know? We're out here.
Yep.
Ironically, on the water. Jaws is approaching.
Oh, God.
And Jaws is that sweet, sweet 2021.
Oh, my God. You know what? It's funny that people are like, I mean, there's more memes on it than anything, but like, people are like, I can't wait for 2020 to be over. Like, it's going to change anything. You know when the winter's really going to come? 2021.
Yeah.
That's when we're going to get hit.
Yeah. People always say shit like this because this is a game. It's all a big simulation thing where it's like, you know, oh, well, because we say it will, you know. Oh, just because I can't get eaten by wolves naturally right now doesn't mean it will never. Like, people are so sheltered in their belief of what life is.
That I don't think their term, like their length of belief, suits reality.
No,
you know what I mean. Like people, are like, you know, in January when this whole thing started, it was you know, a couple of months, we'll be back at it, no big deal.
Yeah, everybody was like, yeah, this is cool.
I won't
wear a mask and I'll make out with like 13 people today. I don't care.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that at all. I know tons of people doing that stupid shit.
But then you look at it like, oh, well, maybe it's 6 months.
Yeah.
We got this little but their range of like where this is properly going to go, like we're going to do this for the next year.
Or more.
I'm lowballing a year.
Yeah.
Like I would be surprised if this time next year, you know, around Christmas, I can throw a party with my friends and family.
Yeah.
I will be very surprised.
Do you think, like, what's the point of all this, though, too? Because, like, yeah, we're doing all this stuff to prevent things and et cetera, et cetera. But it's like, okay, when's the cap out?
When, so, you know? Yeah, this is kind of the big debate about what to do. And it's bigger in the States than it is here because we've been pretty complacent on modifications. There's few pushes here and there. You know, there's been some, like, protests about whether or not we should wear masks or don't wear a mask, blah, 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 right? Shit like that. That I understand. But what I don't get is our level of complacency, it doesn't even come close to the States. So the States have been writing about it, protesting about it. Some states are open. Some states are closed. Like, the idea of, you know, be safe, wear a mask, do the restrictions, do this, do that, right? It's a good idea for something that will only last a few weeks. If everybody did it, we did a 100% shutdown.
That's like saying if everybody wore condoms, none of us would have, like, STDs or kids.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Like, which, and shit. It's not 100%, first off.
Yeah. It's basically that.
Secondly, do you really want that outcome? Like, I've always thought, especially when this whole thing started, I've always thought, like, if we prolong it enough, the ones who don't get it, I think on JRE they're saying, they had some scientists on it, he was saying upwards of 90% of the population has to be infected.
Yeah.
Upwards of 90 for us to naturally build up the antibodies.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What if you're that 10% that doesn't get infected?
Yeah.
Sure, then maybe they get a vaccine, maybe they... It just runs its course, but you don't have the immunity now. You haven't built any antibodies. You haven't done anything. You're just lucked out. Mm-hmm. Whatever comes next is going to beat the crap out of you. Or it'll just get you later on, right?
Yeah.
Is that the way to go, though? Do we restrict and lock everything down or do this and that to keep everybody away from each other? Or do you go, screw it. Let's do this. Those who are weak should be boosted. Like, give them a little something extra. IV, whatever.
Meth?
No, meth probably won't. Well, I mean, how old are we talking? You know? 80 or 90, they might be into it.
Oh, I was going to say 12 and up. You're probably
Maybe. Probably maybe that might be a good idea.
Meth.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, they prescribe it. They prescribe it, so.
Yeah.
I bet a lot of people can probably relate to just being like, it's like an extreme feeling of being burnt out.
Yeah.
And obviously there's going to be like, there's going to be differences in people that are working full time and everything versus people that are staying home and taking like government benefits or just not they're like, fuck it, I'm not going to work a job anymore or whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely, we're going to have like opposing sides of how people come out of this weird period of time. Cause I don't even feel like we can even say it's a pandemic or anything now, because
it's kind of just normalcy. It's fallen into this.
It's normalcy. And it's also this weird, like, it's become this thing too, where you're like, you're like not respected if you're not doing things a certain way. Like you'll be like ridiculed, and like,
and it's on both sides.
They'll be like, they'll make you into a martyr and shit if you're not like wearing a mask or something.
Yeah.
At all times, right? Like I walked past a dude the other night at like maybe like around midnight or something.
Yeah,
and like this dude's like on a phone call outside alone in a area where there's no people at all.
Right.
Right. And we're on the same side of the sidewalk. I'm like dozens of feet ahead of him, and I can hear him talking like on a phone or whatever. And when I get up to him, he like loses his shit at me that I'm not wearing a mask. Right. So I threatened him. Obviously, it was my go-to. And I told him like, you know, I'll break your fucking legs if you're talking to me, man. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And,
I really wanted to break his legs.
Gave him a taste of the crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
I want to hurt people sometimes. You know, it's a relatable thing. Like now. Now this feeling is like brought out in people.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Certain people.
I think it thrives in this type of scenario.
Yeah.
It festers.
Because you're getting put into like, human beings don't like being told what to do. They don't like being manipulated.
Yeah. You don't want to put anybody in a box.
You don't want to be in a box. You don't want to be bossed around. You don't even want people to tell you what to think and stuff. But then some people do. It's a weird kind of like disconnect.
I think, are we talking more of like a fetish in that sense?
I mean, sure, you can go that way.
Are you talking more like a leader and follower scenario?
I'm thinking like, you need to wear a mask. Oh, we need to wear masks. You need to wear a condom. Oh,
sheep.
I need to wear a condom.
Yeah,
you know,
sheep.
You need to brush your teeth. I need to brush my teeth. You know?
Yeah, they're sheep. They're robots.
Yeah.
Rinse and repeat, that type of deal.
And I mean, I guess you need robots and cogs in the machine, if you will, to keep all this going. But, you know, you know, the Matrix 1, when Neo is walking through all the Mr. Smiths and shit the other people in the suits and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, it starts glitching out and he starts seeing, like, Morpheus and, like, I think Trinity and stuff. And they're, like, you know, they're telling Neo what's going on, like, you know. All these people are unsuscepting to what you're envisioning or whatever. And when you notice them, they notice you kind of thing and all this weird shit. And he's like in this zone and he's like, oh man, like I am a sore thumb in this group of fingers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
These fingers are fanging and I'm a thumb.
Yeah.
You know? Or whatever. That's like what this feels like now, where it's very like, I already felt like I was singled out a lot in life as a human being, for varying reasons.
Yeah.
One of which being this one.
Yeah.
And like.
The ginger or the ignorant?
Well, yeah.
Both. I mean, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. One doesn't necessarily preclude the other.
Yeah. And it's like, this just adds to that energy. So it's already like, it's like you've been bullied your whole life. And then the government's like, hey, you little bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
This is what you can and can't do now.
Yeah, and the government's like, you don't like it, eat a bag of dicks and go die. And you're like.
You're like, wait a second. I need to fucking rage for a second.
But you can't.
I mean, you can't, but not really against the target that's intended.
Well, and then that's the thing about rage. Sometimes it's just blind rage. And
there
is no intended target. What are you going to, punch COVID in the face?
You can.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I mean, that's punching a person, essentially. Yeah. But yeah.
That's the problem with this kind of thing is where it feels like it's like waking up bullshit in people. Right?
Yeah.
That's how I'm feeling about it. Where it's like you're getting to a point where it's like, okay, I can't do a lot of things that I was doing.
Right.
Like for income or for enjoyment
or
for hustling it, whatever you're doing.
Yeah,
like you like so many people are removed from like their regular life now.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're seeing it in whatever light we're seeing it in. I'm sure other people have it way worse off, but it's just frustrating.
Yeah. I think we have a unique, not exclusive, but unique position on how we see things playing out. I don't know if it's necessarily a proper way to see reality because we get influenced based on another cog in the machine, essentially, right? I mean, for us in our work, we don't see many people, but the people we do see kind of guide us through what's happening out in the world in a weird way. Not necessarily, it's obviously biased. There's a skewed perception because all these people are essentially the same for the most part where we are. They all come in the same. They all pretty much do the same shit. It's the same all day, every day. It is a repetitive motion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so they're not really giving us a whole lot, but they give us at least a version of reality that people are stuck in. And we get a variety sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get the variety.
Yeah, it seems like we're stuck in this weird, almost like an alternate reality where a bunch of things like went wrong, but we like watched them go wrong.
Yeah, we were seeing it from the outside.
Yeah. And now like we're like, okay, let's rebuild it, like rather than being like, why did this even be a thing in the first place?
There wasn't a thing in the first place.
And it's being disregarded too. Like any kind of theory or conspiracy or even just like proof of anything being the way that it is that's led to society now is like being scrutinized extremely and being like disregarded or like, this isn't some kind of thing that's an attack on a group of people in a certain part of the world. No right. way. It's all natural. And then people are like, oh, it's not that. And there's no agreement because no one ultimately knows anything.
Nope.
I mean, outside of whatever people think they know, but it doesn't.
There's no proof to any of it. That's the problem. I mean,
yeah.
Other than what it is as a thing.
Yeah. It's
but
like
even a, that people don't believe.
No,
it's right. It's all hoaxed. You know, it's for 5G and they're going to control our minds and chip our brains. And
yeah, just it feels like everything is like falling apart in a way. Like,
in a lot of ways. Yeah.
Wise
I kind of enjoy it in the sense that it's unpredictable. It's a little wild. It does seem like shit is getting real.
Yeah.
Real shitty, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, right.
And although I do kind of enjoy it because it's, again, us specifically are looking at things from the outside in a weird way. We're affected, but not directly. It's not something every day, all day we have to deal with.
Yeah, we're not like standing in a 3-hour line to get bread.
Yeah, no.
Like bread lines are a thing now again.
Yeah.
For the first time in a century.
Yeah.
Like literally.
A bread line. I love that.
Literally, though. Mm-hmm. You know? And, you know, let's go back like 2 years. Maybe that bread line would have been the WSIB line or the EI line or the social assistance line. Like all these lines have now blended into this big thing where it's like, hey, government, help us, even though like half of us hated you or neglected you or like disrespected you or took advantage of you.
We still kind of do with those people.
Yeah, of course. Like that's all. It's all reality. It's all there, but it's just being in this position now. It's everything is like this heightened sense of just like frustration. Like all emotions are like amplified.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody is on like 9 or 10 all the time.
You throw in like the box effect in a way. I don't even think that's a thing, but like you put us in a box, then you make us stay in that box with nothing to do for months, People get stir crazy. They're not working, so they're never getting out of the house. Divorce rate's up fucking a ridiculous amount. Yeah. People are buying pets left, right, and center.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Like gerbils?
No, like dogs and cats. Seagulls. Thinking they're going to be... The second this shit goes back to whatever version of normal puts people to work, those poor dogs are going to be back into like a pound or something. Or just be neglected and die, right?
That's a good point.
Right? Kids, I assume, give us another... half a year, a lot of kids popping out,
tons of people are having like, I bet you people are like, oh, the world's ending, let's start a family.
Yeah.
What is that?
Like, why?
Like, what's going on there, man?
If a child's on your bucket list, get rid of your bucket list. Because you're really not going anywhere with it. Skydive naked with a fleet full of little people. Put that on the list. Right?
Use them
have
as
a kid.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
I don't understand that.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
It's also, it's biased too. Like, I'm not a fan of people having kids anyways. I don't really see like a...
Are you talking like overpopulation or
I see both points to it.
The last three generations have been kind of shit.
I see all the points to it. why people would or wouldn't want something, but
sure.
Just like, just seeing kids now, like seeing like young, like people with younger kids or like teenagers or whatever, it's just extremely frustrating. Like, it's not, I don't know. Maybe it's just like, I don't want to be on the side of like being a dude that is older and is looking at the youth and like, these damn kids, get off my lawn, you fucking punks and stuff.
Do you realize you're going to be that guy anyway, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you're already looking at it.
You can't even stop it.
I'm already there.
That's the problem.
I cannot stand teenagers now.
That's you know, and not even that removed from that, but it's just because like, there's such a disconnect in the decades now. Like, you're born in the 90s, you get the 2000s and the 2010s and stuff. That's like a whole era, basically. As soon as it's out of that, it's a totally new thing. And obviously before all that, it was different too, right?
Yeah.
And it's always like that. But yeah, we're basically becoming part of that cycle of looking at a younger generation and being like, what is this? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Right? What are you guys talking about? What the hell are you guys doing? Yeah. You're really shitting the bed.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I also understand the standpoint of being like, one, like, it's not even my right to judge or care. Mm-hmm. Like, I am nothing in the grand picture of people having families and stuff. It means nothing. Your view or opinion means nothing on it, because people are doing it and will always do it until the world implodes or sets on fire.
Do you ever think of your opinion on a certain topic that really has nothing to do with you holds any weight in that type of conversation? Do you know what I mean?
As I get older, all the time. As a young kid, no, not at all.
Right.
But the older I get, the more I think, like, is this even a, like, I'll do that when I have things to say.
Yeah.
And that's amazing, because my filter's shit, because I'll say dumb shit all the time, and you guys are like, what's wrong? Like, what? But that's, like, so filtered compared to a decade ago. Where
you just spout off on anything, didn't matter,
because youth is on your side. You don't know, it doesn't matter, but, as much almost.
Okay, I agree with that, but what I think more or less what I'm asking is, even now, my opinion on things that I don't personally know or I don't personally affect me, I find, based on the knowledge, is more prominent to be heard than just ignoring it because I'm not personally affected by it. Like, if somebody asks for my opinion, or my opinion is welcomed in some way, even though I've not personally gone through, like, it's not as personal as it could be.
Yeah.
Do you find that it would be validated to throw that opinion in there? Not to say, like, you know you're right, even though I know I'm right.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I try not to talk as much when I don't know anything.
Yeah.
Because I don't like feeling like an idiot.
Yeah, that's fair. Right? That's the thing with people, where they don't like being told they're wrong, or they don't like being proven wrong.
Right.
And it like affects them in real time.
Yeah.
Right. Most people.
And then usually what's the response immediately after?
Yeah.
It's anger.
Yeah. Or just like dismissal.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to.
We're done here.
We're done here.
You know how many times I've had that said to me?
You know how many times I've had that said to me this week?
More than I've had said to me in my life, probably.
Three times this week.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about this.
Yeah.
Fucking, huh?
Yeah.
Well, are you out of your goddamn mind?
Yeah.
You brought it up.
When you bring up the Holocaust was a hoax every 5 minutes, people don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, like, prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong.
Where are the bodies?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm entirely joking. Jesus. Obviously.
That's hilarious. Obviously. You went right from 0 to 100.
Yeah. Well, that's, I got a heavy foot.
Have either one of you guys watched The Boys?
No.
On Amazon?
No, I heard about it. I heard it was good.
Dude.
It's good.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Hitler actually reminded me of that show. I won't tell you why, but figure it out.
Interesting.
It's a great show.
Interesting. Yeah. Is it Inglourious Basterds kind of thing?
It's that level of gore.
Okay.
It's a superhero show.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Based on comics, it is real.
Yeah, yeah.
Real for comics. It's an actual comic, not a TV.
Okay.
Built.
I can't sit down and watch stuff.
I know.
At all.
I know. And I knew before I said anything about it.
I don't know why.
You're not going to watch it. I know you're not.
I won't.
You're not going to watch it. He will.
That's not like in a disrespectful manner either.
You just don't have the patience for it.
I don't know what it is. I can't sit and watch like movies and stuff unless like.
It has to be overly
I own movies that I would watch, right? Or like YouTube videos, like podcasts, right? Maybe a setup similar to this. Or like I really like those like niche, like I watched this guy on YouTube called Seth's Bike Hacks, and he's a mountain biker guy.
Yeah.
And he's just like an older dude that's been biking for like a decade or more and like is really engineering minded.
Yeah.
And he takes shit apart and puts it back together. I'll watch that all day, every
day. That's hilarious.
Bikes. Just take them apart, put them back together. Like,
yeah.
Change out the derailleurs and blah, 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 blah. New brakes. I love that shit.
I do the same with woodworkers, like pouring resin. I could watch that shit all day.
Okay.
Long.
So we're on to something.
Yeah.
There's something about like a meticulous task being performed that is interesting to you that you want to watch it being done.
I don't think it's necessarily the task. I mean, like, woodwork interests me for sure. Bikes interest you for sure. But I think it's the passion of which these guys are displaying it in such a way that you're like, I got to watch this guy again.
Yeah, like
this guy is really putting on a show.
It is the person, too.
Yeah.
It's not just what they're doing.
It's not the task, but necessarily.
It is actually, it's the influence of the person that's actually.
Yeah, they show a lot of love in that. I don't care if they're like doing fucking cross stitch. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, if this is entertaining, like, if they really put on a show that love for that, that passion for that, and they're just going for it, I'm in 100%.
Yeah. There's something about, like, when you notice that with people, with whatever it is, it could be crocheting, it could be, like, painting, it could be, like, auto body repair.
Yeah.
If they're, like, really, really into it, 100% down payment on all that shit, ready to rock, like, there's something about it when the personality matches with something that you are interested in
right? Like, or even the counter, I find even I find even the polar opposite of that, so the personality match is perfect, like that's something you want to really that really does guide you towards it, but I think the other side of that coin also guides. I think an absolute like left field type of character is very entertaining to me as well.
Yeah, like an outlier or like someone that's just really against the grain on something. But maybe they do a thing that's like regulated, but they do it like wildly.
Yeah.
And you're just like, holy shit. Yeah. Like an MMA fighter that does like backflips and knocks people out when they backflip.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just like, this is fucking insane.
It's insanity.
I need to watch this all
the
time.
Let me watch more. Yeah. That's why we like Jackass.
Yeah.
Because we like ridiculousness. Like those those type of shows.
Yeah.
Like that's
some people are really into that. I like it.
I won't watch it over and over and over. I like Jackass. I'll watch those, but I don't rewatch them. I've watched maybe all of them twice.
I got a buddy that would like rewatch Ridiculousness and always put it on, and it's like
your mindset, sitting there and just like something in the background.
Yeah,
that I understand.
Yeah,
I would do that for you. Like that's why when we started up, I was like, well, fucking Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah.
Got to watch Jeopardy.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I can do the background noise of something.
Yeah.
I like that. But there's something about, like, I feel like it's a mental energy thing when you are sitting down and watching a movie, right?
Right.
You know?
You kind of have to immerse to a certain extent.
You got to, like, you know, you don't want the fourth wall being broken, and you want, like, full immersion, too, right?
Do you think that has something to do with lack of concentration that would be frustrating to do, so you don't bother doing it? Or do you think it's just the lack of concentration keeps you out of it?
That concentration hitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, like, maybe ADD or ADHD or something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But, like, my brother has ADD or something of that notion where he was, you know, diagnosed or whatever. Mm. Maybe it's something like.
And like, does he sit on a couch all day?
I don't know what he does.
Well, yeah, that's
all
true.
Day.
Yeah,
but you could do a lot of. I'm sure he does some productive stuff.
Yeah,
but that's, you know, like, how much of your being and your personality is like undisclosed mental illness or something, and you just don't know, and it's like your personality, and people are like, wow, that Ben, he's so crazy, and it's like it's head trauma.
He's
a wild guy.
Ran into a wall at four. Yeah.
He can't concentrate. He can't read properly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He sounds and smells colors. What the hell's going on?
You know? Yeah. And that's like, there's tons of stuff in like history and just, you know, like there was, I think it was Bill Hicks or Kinison that they said one of them hit their head when they were a kid, like diving into a pool or something like that. And after that became a different person. I think it was Hicks. I think it was Bill Hicks. Yeah.
And Kinison was just into drugs.
Yeah. Aren't we all? Yeah. But it was like,
the best kind.
Just pure unadulterated heroin. Heroin. Maybe. That's rock. But it's, you know, like, that's a weird thing to think when you meet certain people. Like, there's aspects of how they are that could just be their personality, right? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, maybe, I don't know, man. Like, if you medicate somebody, they're not the same person. And maybe that takes away from them.
Now, are they not the same person in the sense of what you knew as them unmedicated?
Yeah,
or
not the same person as known,
prior to this
your known
issue?
Version. Yeah. Yeah. Like your known version of them. Like
your initial version of them.
Yeah, yeah.
In that sense. Okay.
Yeah. And
so
I think
it's more of a personal reception instead of an overall outlook.
Yeah.
Necessarily.
Like I think it's noticeable if somebody is on SSRIs.
Yeah.
Like I think that there is a thing with that that's noticeable.
Yeah.
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 And maybe there isn't. But
no,
I think there's something about certain mental things that is noticeable. Like I recognize certain things in people.
I feel like receptive blockers of any sort give off a certain dullness to a person. Not dullness maybe, but
Do
you know what I mean?
It's like
they give off a certain energy to them.
It dulls everything.
Yeah.
It takes everything down.
But it doesn't matter what they're on. Like, obviously, there's different levels of it.
But it does something.
There's there is a mainline frequency they hit.
Yeah.
And some people can see that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's very basic.
Yeah. I agree. And it's like, I mean, we're not doctors.
Definitely
anymore.
Not.
I had my license taken from me.
Yeah. Welcome back, Doogie Howser.
Yeah. I was practicing unscrupulous methods of doctoring on.
Doctoring on doctor stuff?
On doctors. With doctors. Yeah, man. Like, I don't know. Having like, seen a lot of that stuff and, like, been around that. And, like, especially now, too, it's very heightened with, like, everybody being so on edge. You're noticing craziness in different ways. And maybe, too, that's just, like, understanding aspects of psychology and sociology and stuff like that. And then, recognizing a pattern or being like, oh, this lines up with like, you know, this person's like narcissistic personality disorder or something like that. And you can kind of like recognize it a lot more.
Yeah.
I think there's something to that. Maybe it's like a sixth sense or something like that.
Yep. Great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really was.
Yeah.
It was excellent. And I don't know. I wish that I had greater knowledge on this because it's, you know.
Just make it up. Who cares?
Yeah.
Tell me a fact that isn't real. I don't care.
Well, I mean, okay, so when I was on SSRIs over the last decade and stuff, I feel like I was a different person in a bad way.
In a
really bad way.
Yeah.
Like I was a bad person.
In what sense?
Like I was reckless and I was like hurtful and I did stuff to hurt people on purpose because of the medication I was on.
Yeah.
And I feel like it blocked out my true self, which is like over-emotional.
Yeah.
And cares a lot about stuff that maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah.
So you're taking these SSRIs or antipsychotics or whatever, if you're bipolar or whatever, like it ranges in medications.
Yep.
And it ranges in effects and it's different for everybody and everything, right?
Yeah.
But like I feel like there's a noticeable difference and you could probably recognize it in yourself. And I'm sure people do, which is why it ends up people saying, oh, I want to get off of this.
Yeah.
You know, or I'd like to get off of this or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's a noticeable thing. And in my case, I felt that it made me a really bad person. And I was purposefully hurting people that I would have never hurt outside of that mind state.
Hmm.
And it was like I couldn't stop doing what I was doing.
Right.
Because of the conjunction of the medication plus being on it for X amount of time.
Right.
Whatever.
Because they wear thin.
Yeah.
Eventually.
It takes time for SSRIs and stuff to activate too.
Yeah.
It's not instantaneous, right?
Yeah.
Even if it was like a placebo effect. And I just think like some of the most regrettable things I ever did as a person were when I was on SSRIs and antipsychotics. And I have like horrible regrets from those periods of time. Yeah. So I tie them to those being
shit moments.
Yeah. I tie those to being on medication.
Yeah.
So, but I don't think that that is inherently the state of that. I don't think that if you give everybody the same thing, that they're all going to have a horrible version of it.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, it is every person is different. Every medication is different. The dosage is different.
Yeah.
Yeah, side effects, the whole deal.
Right? Yeah, and it goes for, like, everything, right? Like, two people can drink coffee, right? Mm-hmm. You could be pretty chill. I'm like fucking, you know, or, like, the opposite. Like, you know, it's crazy how variable everything is and then how negligence is, like, bred for variability. Like, we have constant variables in everything in human history, but... Yeah. We'd want to disregard it and go, yeah, okay, one size fits all.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
But that's how it is.
Yeah.
And it's kind of insane if you think about that because...
I'm sure you can twist that around even the variety of people and cultures and this and that and that. No. It's one size.
Yeah.
One size fit all.
Yeah.
In that sense.
Yeah, yeah.
In a lot of ways other than just like the...
Yeah. And it's kind of like people's need for... they want to compartmentalize shit and they want to label shit. And this is like the human condition. You want, like, oh, you're ignorant and you're a ginger. I needed to know that.
Yeah. Perfect.
Oh, you're a white cisgendered male that is, you know, against the hierarchy of LGBTQ 7, 5, Q, P, 7, 1. However many, you know.
Was that fucking
pie? I lost breath on that.
Was? Yeah. Lost some steam. Yeah. Gain it back from the universe. Jesus. Did you get it? Okay.
Or one with the universe again.
Perfect.
How? But, man.
Your variables. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah. Everything is like that. It's just.
And you being a cisgendered male.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. That's the thing, too. Like, I feel like you can't, like, you can't be. Can I live?
No.
Can I live?
No, absolutely not.
No, you can't live.
Especially not being a white male. A ginger probably is in our favor a little bit, but not much. I mean, it's a great time to be a ginger.
Maybe.
It's not.
Has it ever been?
No, definitely not.
I know people are going to see this and they're immediately going to dislike it because of our complexions. Not even our ignorance.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Just purely.
I would.
Purely on a white basis.
I would. They don't even know our backgrounds.
That's true.
That maybe the gingerism doesn't make sense.
Have you ever seen African gingers?
Yeah. It's
amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Indian gingers.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
King Tut was a ginger.
Is that true?
Yes.
Huh. Why does he always wear, why does he always have like a black tuft?
That was like makeup and stuff. That wasn't actual hair.
Are you having a laugh right now or are you telling me the truth?
No, I'm telling you the truth.
Okay, because you had a little twinkle in your eye. Like,
I'm no, this, yeah, normal face.
I gotta get it, yeah, okay.
I'm unaware of what you're perceiving, but if it seems like it's a lie, it's actually not.
Okay, so, what the hell just happened? Yeah, you know, you're not allowed to be free and opinionated and free-spirited, free thought.
Yeah.
You can't. Everything has to be PC. This is a very conservative notion. Not conservative notion, but it's a very democratic notion as far as politically. That everybody should be treated equal, which isn't wrong. Obviously, that's right. But everybody gets their space, their say, their feelings covered.
Yeah.
It's nonsense in that sense. You can't...
We didn't grow up with that.
No, nobody I know growing up had a safe space.
No.
We use terms that we're not allowed to use now
yeah.
with zero derogatory accompaniment to them.
That's true. That's
you know, true. Yeah. It was just, you're an idiot and variations of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Other words.
Yeah. If somebody was too small, you called them a certain name.
Maybe.
And you, then now you patronize them more by giving them two smaller names. It just doesn't make any sense. Right, you're doing this because somebody gets offended and then they overcorrect to try and appease those people.
Yeah,
but why appease the people that are upset? Why do we do that? We're inherently selfish.
I mean, human beings seem to hate each other.
Everything we do is for a selfish reason. Every stitch of action we go through is for a selfish reason in some way or the other. Why is it we appease to the, not even the majority crowd, because most people, if you really thought things through that upset you, if you really thought it through for half a damn second, you'd go, this isn't even worth a conversation for a lot of things, right?
That's true. Yeah.
Now, there's some issues, obviously, in the world that need to be addressed. They need to. Is it everyone's place? Maybe not. Sometimes the noise will get drowned out. Sometimes you're just another hum in the crowd of angry people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's other ways to go about that. You know, your parade screaming at insert cause here, right? You're just screaming at everybody. This has got to change. You're actually not doing anything. Unfortunately, you are not doing jack shit other than showing your face for a selfish reason. You want to be part of the cause, quote unquote cause. But there is no cause now because actual protests don't truly exist. And they sure as shit didn't in the 90s and 2000s. There was riots and then there was, I'm online now. Send that nonsense out. I support this. Send. I support shit. Send.
Yeah, what's with people like sending their prayers to everything?
If I hear another thoughts and prayers for this person or this thing or this family, like that has nothing to do with them and they don't know, it's a clout chase.
They're not religious.
They're not religious. Yeah, it's a popularity contest. If you don't like things that happen in the world around you, right, fix it. But don't say, oh, my thoughts and prayers, we're protesting this thing today. What are you doing? What are you actually doing? Are you sitting in your underwear eating Cheetos, jerking off, going click send? Because if that's your version of protesting, sign me the fuck up. Do I get accolades and feel good about myself if I do that sort of protest?
Yeah.
I wouldn't personally. I would be pissed. I'd be fucking annoyed at how easy this was. How much work I didn't actually have to do to get my thumbs up from everybody. I got my likes, guys. How long does that last? 10 seconds? Most people will forget the post the day after they've posted it.
Oh, yeah.
Because after a day, nobody's seeing it.
Yeah.
Right? But no. That's how we're going to protest now. Things like the Black Lives Matter movement, any sort of...
It felt like a flash in the pan a little bit. Like it was a really big deal.
Thinking back on it now? So well, this is the second time it's happened.
Well, I mean,
right? The initial,
more than two times in history.
Right. Yeah, but the Black Lives Matter title?
Yeah. Like with the hashtag?
I think it's the second time, 2009 or... I'm going to butcher the years.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to bother with that. But
yeah,
it's been twice.
It happened like... I remember the first. Remember the first thing, right, with the guy selling loose cigarettes and got murdered for it, basically.
Yeah, old Charlottesville.
Yeah,
the whole ordeal.
Fucked up.
Yeah. So there was a point to that. I don't recall rioting in the sense that it's happened. There was an actual mission that wanted to be met. Was it? No. This time around, it got clouded up by. Fucking coronavirus stuff got clouded up by this and that. This defund the police. Everything cut everything out.
Yeah. Do you think that was on purpose?
In a way.
It was like planned.
In a way. I mean, the defund the police and go fuck yourself. Stop defunding police. You're an idiot. Retrain.
Let people do.
People have.
Let people say how they want to say things, I guess, though. Right?
Yeah.
Like these people are going to say it's never going to happen, though. It's unfortunately like any of these things that we're all like campaigning for.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything. You sitting on your phone and like, oh, I'm going to, here's a black screen. Like, that's not saving people.
Oh, you're doing nothing from anybody.
From anything. It's not helping things. It's sure, maybe it garners attention to things in a good way where it gets people that maybe wouldn't have seen it before. But more so, it gets overcrowded, like you're saying, and it takes something and dilutes it to a point where we start disregarding it.
Yeah.
Like Black Lives Matter should be a pretty important fucking statement
for
people that understand what that is representing.
Yeah.
And at this point, it feels very much like swept under the rug because it happens, right? This huge chain of events, but right on the tail end of it, corona thing starts happening and, elections and da-da-da-da.
I think...
You flip-flop between everything.
The issue with those type of movements that don't gain enough traction or any traction is people mistaken... The majority, I'll say, even, because it's not the people that actually do the work in these movements.
Yeah.
I'm talking the majority, which is the people that just follow the tails of these people.
Yeah, like the sheep.
They've turned... The sheep, exactly. Yeah.
And that could be for good or bad things. People can still approach it as a sheep.
I know for a fact, I know that most of these people are doing shit for good. They think there's a reason they're doing it. Here's the issue. They are changing what should be a political change, a governmental change to make things better, which is the only way you're going to get anything done. That's really the only way. Because it becomes a legal issue.
If you're dealing with people, yeah.
Yeah. Right. There's has to be boundaries, legal boundaries, something you're binded to, much like lockdowns and all this shit.
What if they just like made racism illegal?
Hold your thought. I like the question though. They've changed it from what should be political to what is social.
Yeah.
They've changed their political into social views.
Yeah, it's all blended together. There's no.
You're
like
trying to create
separation.
This bridge. Once it becomes only social, it's a trend. Then you've eliminated the trend.
It becomes a hashtag, yeah.
It becomes a hashtag, and then it dissipates into nothing. And where have we gone from there? Nowhere. Do I think racism should be illegal? If there's a place in the world that doesn't have freedom of speech, yes. But you're going to be hard-pressed to find your 187 free countries.
That's kind of the thing,
not have
too,
freedom of speech.
With something like that, yeah. You want freedom of speech. You want freedom to exist.
Yeah.
So we should have freedom to understand that, like, words don't have as much depth as maybe people want to tie to them. I don't know. That like, you can see both sides of this kind of thing, too.
But this is all we have now.
Yeah.
All people have is their words. They can say whatever they want.
That's true.
I can't walk down the street and hit somebody.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I can.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, it's
I have
not,
and I would.
Yeah, it's not going to like equal to anything.
But it's not going to help.
It's going to help. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like the culture is very much like the culture of today is very much based on the concepts of like I want to help, I want to make things better, but yeah. I don't want to actually like do anything. I don't want to leave my house. I don't want to actually interact with people because I have crazy social anxiety, and also like I haven't decided my gender today.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like I can't leave yet. Also, I need to like have 5 showers today and put on my makeup for 4 hours, right?
Yep.
Or whatever it is.
Yep.
People are like extremely self-absorbed, but then they put on the facade of just
of being for everyone
to just wanting to represent like a group of something, and that's where you'll see people like outside of a particular group of something that are like campaigning for said group, right?
Yeah
like women's rights, I am a male and women's rights are the most important, and it's like that's great, but you know, like a lot of these people are doing it for you know, like backdoor kind of reasoning. It's just very like, you know, oh, if I appease the princess, they'll pay attention to me.
Right. A male feminist is probably one of the sketchiest human beings on the planet.
I have no friends that are male that are feminists. And that's not saying that all my male friends hate women.
No.
It's not that either.
No, they're just not feminists. Now, feminism now has become the opposite side of where it should be a social justice to a political thing. Yeah. So now we've got feminists who are using these things for political reasons that have nothing to do with equality.
Yeah.
Like equal pay, the pay gap is not an issue, really. I'm saying it because there's the plethora of factors that are factored in. You think of it this way.
I mean, I'm not a female that's employed.
Right. I don't know. You're part of the problem then.
I guess so. I'm sure I'm someone's problem.
They say what, 77 cents roughly to the dollar a man makes? A woman makes? That's roughly the guess, I guess.
I mean,
somewhere around there.
Does this explain the influx of OnlyFans? Is this why OnlyFans
is now living
socially
in the flip
acceptable?
Of the fucking coin. We're on the flip of the coin right now.
10 years
for
ago.
Sure.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
Getting called a whore or a slut or something would happen if someone had a moderately scantily clad photo or any, like, it was so touchy to be like, she's a just this, yep. Because of blah, 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 blah. Yep. It was very, like, male-orientated, obviously, but also women yeah. call other women vile.
Look at that slag.
Terminology.
Yep.
For reasons.
Yep.
And now we've totally flipped this page on, right? Like, let's take away all, like, the weird social stigmas and stuff of, like, oh, this girl's this way or whatever because of blah, 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 blah. Let's give them the opportunity to spread their butthole for $5.95 a month to 30,000 dudes.
Right.
Firstly, why are you paying for this?
Yep.
Why are you fucking paying for this?
Yep.
Why? I don't get it. These guys are
dumb.
I know
we're
that.
Dumb.
I know we're women are smarter than men. Sure. Yeah. I can agree with that.
For the most part.
For the most part. Yeah. For certain things.
When it comes to shit that matters in day-to-day life, for sure.
And, you know, maybe...
I mean, I'm saying outside of that, too, but, like, our day-to-day is... Right?
We need women in the world.
Yeah.
We need men in the world. We need women in the world. Maybe we don't need men. I don't know.
Yeah,
we probably need women in the world, right? We need, like, you need femininity in life because otherwise we'd all just be, like, shitting our pants and, like, okay with it.
Yeah, throwing rocks at each other.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Murdering each other for no reason.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, all those things already happened, but, you know... What happened that this... I'm not trying to shit on OnlyFans either. I think that if you have the option to make money with something that you don't necessarily even have to... Like, some girls are just born in a way that it attracts a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, that girl's a 10, blah, 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 because of this and that. And they don't have to do anything to earn it or work for it or whatever. That's awesome.
Yeah.
If you can take that and be like, I can exploit this and, like, pay my rent and live in a penthouse, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That is fucking incredible.
Nobody's doing that for either one of us. I'll tell you that now.
No one is doing that for us. We don't have the option to do that. Maybe there would be some weird back alley avenue for that, but it would never be enjoyable. Who doesn't like
genders, you know?
Yeah, but I'm saying with dudes would be like, give me your socks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? Because I've had that happen.
They would.
I've had that shit happen. Like, that's a real thing. Women can be like, here's a picture of my one toe.
Yeah.
And dudes will like,
$200
and I will bust nuts for 5 years to this.
Yeah. Right?
Like, it's so,
I mean,
it's so drastically different.
It than begs it was. The question, is there a perverse difference between men and women? Or is it the effort and loops that we have to go through to get these perverse requests rather than women? So it's
weird.
Do we go, that's weird. Hey, can I get a picture of your feet? Like, no. Yeah. And you're like,
what if I pay you?
Come on. Yeah. Like, I'll pay you for them.
Monthly.
How much are you going to pay? How about $20? $20? Get the hell out of here. $200. Fine. Done.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything has a price.
If a woman said, give me a picture of your feet, I'll tell you right now, I don't like my feet.
Free.
Take them.
I don't even like these. Here you go.
I will cut my foot off for you if you want them because I don't.
That is kind of endearing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you said that to the right lady.
I found a keeper.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
She also is missing a leg.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's...
Yeah. Oh, nugget.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet nugget.
Sweet.
Oh, sweet, sweet chicken nuggets.
Sweet and sour sauce.
Sweet and sour sauce.
Fucking nuggets, man. Remember that Dane Cook joke? Sweet and sour sauce on my pussy.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. The Burger King.
Come to the Burger
King. Yeah, he thought he was the Burger King. That's
you're gonna,
right.
You're going to see Steve. He's going to be in a yellow raincoat poncho. You're going to have to drive 30 minutes past that,
yeah.
And then you'll get to the Whopper Lair.
The Whopper Lair. Yeah, yeah. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's some pretty old comedy now, but whatever happened to that guy?
Still doing comedy.
Daniel Cook.
Fuck.
Dane Cook. Dane and Daniel is basically the same name, isn't it?
Dane?
In a way.
Dane.
Dane.
D-A-N-E.
That's what I said.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Daniel. That's a stupid name.
I digress. I digress. Yes. I don't want to. I don't want to shit on OnlyFans people. I do think it's pretty incredible that is a viable lane of employment.
But that does show something to this feminist wage gap bullshit. Now here's the problem too.
It's an interesting counterpoint, right? Because
it's not. Yeah. It's tax deductible. It's. I don't know. Well, I guess it's not tax deductible, but you definitely pay tax.
Probably right.
Yeah, right. It's not a deduction, but you're paying fucking tax on it.
That makes sense,
right? Yeah. I think it's after the fact. Like that's right.
Whatever it is, it's not just point like is, free income.
Like this whole 77 cents women make. Why are we not only hiring women?
That would be.
You know what I mean?
That would be a caveat to that shit. Like, yeah, get
like
get
if the wage gap's that big. It's 25%.
Yeah, yeah.
We're getting almost 25%. You're telling me every owner of any business can save 25% on wages 100% of the time.
Yeah.
I'm sweeping the floor of my kitchen for life.
Yeah.
Waiting for her to get home. That's it.
Yeah.
That's my job from then on. Guaranteed, because I ain't finding work.
Reverse homemaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Home husband, here I come.
I mean, I'm not against all the women taking all the jobs. And
I'm
all
fine
of
with
us
that too,
out
by the
home,
way.
And yeah. I'll carry the kid.
I'm cool.
I don't know if it's possible, but I'll put a kid in my...
First off, wait. Is possible. Has been done in Canada.
I'll do it.
Done.
I'll be number two.
Yep.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah,
that sounds
I like
great.
That. But
and that's not to be sexist either and imply that, but I mean, you know, it's just, it's genetics.
Yeah.
I mean...
And if you think you're better suited for it, then
yeah,
sure.
Maybe I could be a mother. To someone's...
I think this children. Is a way different conversation.
I mean...
Should we put a pin in it for next time?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Pull the pin out of that sucker. You know what's fucking insane?
Mm.
Mike Tyson fought yesterday.
Yeah.
Like hours ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike, Iron Mike Tyson, dude. The baddest man on the planet. When I was maybe, okay, 2000, somewhere between 2000 and 2003, I want to say maybe 2001 or 2002, my dad would order pay-per-view fights all the time, and all his boxing buddies would come over, and I was the oldest kid, so I would be able to, like, watch the fights and stuff, right? And we watched, like, Tyson versus Lewis, Tyson versus Holyfield. Maybe we might have watched that, or we might have just had, like, a taping of it.
Yeah.
So we got VHS stacked of fights and boxing magazines from, like, the last a century.
Yeah, yeah.
Tons of stuff. It's a very big deal in my family, boxing. I saw that dude fight as a child.
Yeah.
When he was the scariest man on the planet, basically.
He
coming,
still
coming
is.
Out of that.
Bear in mind. Right. Still is. He, that voice is
he
terrifying.
He started losing fights shortly after that.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, watching Mike Tyson get knocked out is not fun.
It's devastating.
Really sad.
It's
hurts.
Devastating it hurts. To watch.
Yeah. Right? That man had a fight, like, hours ago. He's 43 or 46? 46?
Yeah.
If he's fucking 46 years old, god damn. And against Roy Jones Jr. What the fuck?
Whoa! Oh, we got to watch the highlights.
That's
that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the highlights are going to be hard to find, but...
Oh, you can find them.
You can find them.
I'll find them for you right now.
Yeah, everything was through, like, weird exclusive apps and stuff. And
he's
54.
Get the fuck out of here.
Also, look at him at 54. He looks great.
He's a champ. He's still a champ.
Like, obviously, this guy has, like...
He's nuts.
He's got decades of muscle memory. And
of course.
He has an iron mind, obviously, enough to get back into shape like that.
It's funny that everybody thought he was crazy, too.
People really thought that he was just nah, dude, that he smoked so much weed for so long after a while that people just, like, assumed, like, he was, like, fucked up or something.
Yeah.
No, he was just stoned all the time on really, really good boutique weed that he, like, coined and grows and everything.
Jesus.
He's a man of many hats.
Yeah.
And he put on that fucking, that 300 helmet.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't want to spoiler alert the fight, but it's already happened. And you know, maybe he didn't win, maybe he didn't lose, maybe it was a draw. I mean, that's
who knows.
That's what I heard.
I mean, people will know by the time this comes out.
Unfortunately, too, it was an exhibition, so it's not technically a real thing, but
speaking of which, we actually have video today.
We have video.
Yeah,
and
we
it's
actually have video,
and it's not of Mike Tyson and
no,
and
it's us,
Roy Jones.
It's just of us.
Yeah,
just us.
That's wild. That's so wild because, like, all these things being filmed, and the first official on film version of the Gingerly Ignorant podcast is real and it's alive.
I mean, we have film in the
and
other
there's
one.
A backlog.
Yeah,
you know how hard it is to sync up multiple cameras and. You know, we work with limited resources here. This is not the Taj Mahal.
No.
Mahal.
This is an apartment dining room.
Yes. For now.
For now.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
In due time.
It is being converted slowly but surely.
It totally is.
Yeah. Next thing is a new table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a new table?
No.
Oh.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. I mean, this is a substantial table.
It's a big table.
It's a good table.
I'm getting rid of it.
Yeah.
I think I'm at least getting rid of the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to get one of these.
Yeah.
Pop it under some glass or resin. Yeah.
Something that one? Like that. That under some glass?
Not that one. I'm going to get one the equivalent size of this table. Mm. I think that might work.
That's cool.
We'll see. I'm going to get lost on YouTube on the resin pouring.
Mm.
See if it helps.
Yeah.
Yep. But no, it's great to actually have video.
Yeah.
Finally. I mean, we have video. We just don't have video and audio.
No, it's cool to document stuff so you can see our mugs.
And yeah. It's about time to know who the hell's talking.
Yeah. And that's the weird thing, too, because anyone that might have heard this prior, you know, I would love to see, like, what the name to the face kind of thing would be for some people. Like, if you could just go inside their head and be like, oh, I hear this voice and I picture it looking this way. And then you see what it actually looks like. And you're like, that's not what I imagined.
That's not it at all.
Yeah.
What the fuck is
this? Yeah. Like, it's kind of like it would be cool to see. It would be cool to see yourself through other people's vision.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But you never really get that. But it's
the whole walk a mile in their shoes type of thing, which brings us back to the stupid fucking sayings.
Yeah. I hate sayings, but at the same time, 80% of the vernacular of most people's fucking diatribe of talking is just sayings and fucking...
It is sayings. Just the same. I like those people that can't have a real conversation, like a normal conversation. It's, well, you know, we'll get there eventually.
Yeah, like, so when are you going to be here? And they're like, you know, like, I got to break a few eggs to get this cake baked.
Yep. Mosey on over and, you know. Mosey on over. Yeah.
Mosey?
Mosey.
My Uber driver's moseying?
Yeah. He's moseying on over.
Moseying?
Oh, shit.
Jeez. Got a pocket full of mosey.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ring around the Mo Civic.
Oh, God, no. No, we're not doing that.
No. That's like right now the four career choices, okay?
Yep.
We're doing two of them.
Yep.
We're right here right now.
Yep.
And we're essential service workers.
Yep.
In our off time.
Yep.
And the other two jobs are Uber drivers.
Yep.
/ delivery.
Of course.
People. Yep. Because no one will go to a restaurant, but they will eat from a restaurant.
Yeah. The weirdest friggin' thing.
I'm going to break my own arms and beat myself to death with them. And then the final career choice of 2020.
Yeah.
The highest paying career choice of 2020.
Yep.
OnlyFans.
That's right.
Of course. Fuck. Of course. Who would have thought? Multifaceted,
man.
Look, you got student debt. You got student debt.
Yeah. OnlyFans, 6 months.
Is your asshole prolapsed?
Yep.
You can still make money.
Oh, okay. Oh,
you
can. Oh,
you can. You can still make money with
right,
that.
Right. Yeah, I thought you were asking.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Yeah. No.
Got it. Okay. You mean if I was willing?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's it. That's all you need to thrive in today's economy.
Nice.
Either, like, you got to have a blowout ass or you got to have, like, arms and legs that work so you can pick stuff up and move around.
Or don't work.
Or don't work. That's a fucking career choice.
I don't know if that's a career choice.
That's a career choice. I think not working's a career choice. Look, as someone that had a previous career in not working, it's a career choice.
A previous career in not working.
More or less.
That's funny.
More or less. Yeah. Like, there's times when you can be advantageous about a situation you're in, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a 3-year stint where I was able to live off of, like, a tax return.
Yeah.
Like, it was beautiful. Yeah. It was amazing. It would have been great if it was right now. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
And that's no offense to essential service workers or anything, but, you know, I understand why people don't want to work.
No, this isn't going to make you happy. Yeah. It's not going to make you happy.
Oh, yeah.
And we're probably going to have to wrap it up because I got to piss like a racehorse. But did you know in this city they have reinstated the pandemic pay for some stores, some places? And yet us?
Not us.
Nope. Nothing yet.
Yeah. Because we're not, you know, it's not.
We're like, not essential enough.
It's not like people in the building had COVID.
No, of course not.
Or Corlin.
Yeah.
Or corded.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like people didn't have that.
No.
Like, yeah. Yeah. I like that a company can decide when something is and isn't.
Yeah.
Just willy nilly.
On the whim. Yeah.
Fucking willy nilly, man. You know, it's kind of amazing. It's kind of beautiful. It's kind of beautiful to be a part of stupidity and insanity. And I feel like 2020 is really that. And I feel like, you know, maybe there's some degree of this where we all have to kind of band together in our distaste and discomfort for this current life and really actually try and formulate some kind of change.
Yeah.
And maybe we can be a part of it. Maybe we can't. Maybe pandering to the crowd of people will help them in some way. Maybe we can bring joy into your life, man. Maybe with like laughter.
Where's my camera? Which one's mine? Is it this one? That one? Which one's mine? Preach to them. Go ahead. Preach to them. Don't you fucking. I knew it. I knew it before you said a damn word.
2020 sucks, man. 2020 yep. sucks. Yep. But we're here for you. You know, I would hug you through the internet, but we'll all die if we do that. And it's okay. But, yep. you know.
YouTube's going to flag the shit out of this episode, by the way.
We don't need their money.
Yeah,
we don't need your money, YouTube.
That's true.
God, we need your money so much. Come on. Life's tough, man, and I think like it's relatable, and right now it's a very heightened sense of that, and you just got to hang in there, and you got to find something to actually care about. Maybe it's a podcast. Maybe it's laughing with people you know.
Don't bother with a podcast. Just listen to
us. Only listen to Gingerly Ignorant Podcast. Only.
Only.
And then also, maybe some Joe Rogan, to, you know, because he's a lot cooler than everybody else that does podcasts.
Arguably. Nice.
Right.
We just threw a free plug into Joe Rogan.
You're welcome, Joe.
Yeah.
You're gonna need that, right? With your your new podcast.
What are we looking at? 35 to 100 million, something like that.
It's incredible, Jesus, right? So it really brings you back to like these are the new jobs.
Yeah.
OnlyFans, podcast.
Yeah.
Not working. Essential service.
And essential service.
That's it.
Yeah. Those are your four options.
And we are like. Arguably
three out of four.
We're arguably gonna go the full spectrum here soon.
I can't wait till my OnlyFans pops off.
I'm sure a lot of people can't.
I'm selling foot pics.
I was just gonna say.
Yeah.
Like what else? Well, yeah. Nothing. No. What else do you have to offer? Come on. That is your
nothing.
That is your thing.
I'll sell beard pics, but that's weird.
That might be a market.
I think it is.
Yeah. We should. If anyone has like some links to like some
beard fetish.
So where you can make money.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Just you know. Hooks up. Drop it in the comments.
Yeah.
Seriously though, I gotta take a piss. We gotta wrap this up. Let's go. That's it. Adios. See you next time.